3 years ago, the state certified its first group of court interpreters, but until this year, courts were only required to appoint one in criminal cases and some juvenile and mental health cases where there were non-English speakers, and then only if the defendant was indigent. The new budget includes changes in the law that require courts to provide an interpreter in all cases, both civil and criminal. To meet the increasing need for Spanish and Hmong interpreters, funding for their services will increase by $500,000 over the next 2 years. Carmel Capati manages the court interpreter program. She says it's good news for county governments that serve large non-English speaking populations.
The counties, which are the ones responsible for initially paying the interpreters, will get reimbursed by the state. I guess the point to make there is that interpreters provide a service to the courts. You know, whether a party is indigent or not indigent is not the main factor.
Certified interpreters are paid $40 an hour. Capati says there are sufficient Spanish interpreters now to meet the demand in the state, but the challenge now is to train and certify more interpreters in other languages, especially Hmong. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.